kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong tag-init ay tiyak na dadagsain ng maraming mga Australiano ang mga swimming pool at beach para makabonding ang pamilya at magpalamig. Pero ingat-ingat, lalo na sa mga hindi confident lumangoy. Napag-alaman kasi na mahigit 20% ng mga nalulunod ay mga migranteng hindi marunong lumangoy. Kaya ngayong linggo sa pagunita ng Swim Safer Week, hikayat ng Swim Australia na maging ligtas sa tubig. Kasabay ng mensahe na maging ligtas ay ang paglunsad din nila ng inisyatibong Swim It Forward. Today we have Swim Australia CEO Brendan Ward. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
So this week, Brendan, is Swim Safer Week, and as the weather heats up and more people head to the water, what a best time to talk about the importance of safety swimming. So a new research has been released in the Swim Safer report. Can you tell us about the new findings?
Sure. So the Swim Australia research unfortunately revealed that people are not prioritising learning to swim. In fact, 55% of children across Australia are not currently getting lessons, and 41% said that they had no intention of putting their kids in lessons in the next 12 months. And we think that's hugely concerning, particularly as we enter into summer and people start to go more to the beaches, to the rivers, and you know, whether it's for recreational swimming or to fish for the family or whatever it might be. So, you know, it's something that we're wanting to try and change and turn around.
Yeah. So tell me, what are the common reasons why children aren't attending swimming lessons?
Well, I think the pandemic has had a huge impact. Obviously, swimming pools had to close and swimming lessons were cancelled. And I think, you know, we're probably creatures of habit. And so when something stops, then it's hard to start again. And so for those people that were in lessons, I know we've had our swim schools report an average drop of 40% in student numbers when they've reopened. And I think, you know, there's also a number of people who weren't in swimming lessons initially who, you know, maybe through Swim Safer Week, we bring the spotlight onto swimming and water safety and learn to swim and maybe get a few more people thinking about that as an option for their children.
And some parents are also not intentional in enrolling their child in swimming lessons. Why is that?
Well, I think the other thing out of COVID is the financial impact. You know, obviously, some people received a loss in income or maybe lost their jobs. And so what the research showed us was that the number one reason for not putting kids in learn to swim was financial. And so, you know, I guess that's really concerning because not only will they have missed out during COVID, but they may miss out for some time to come. And I guess we're worried that we might see a generation of children with poor swimming skills. And that's pretty scary because learn to swim is something that's built on over time.
Yes, and swimming is a very important life-saving skill. And you know, back from the country where I come from, Philippines, for most schools, swimming is not really a part of the curriculum. And I think that explains why most people who come close to drowning here in Australia are mostly migrants. How can we get that water safety message?
Yeah, so what we've been doing is working with some migrant communities. I know Rural Life Saving and Surf Life Saving have also been doing some work in the migrant area. And you know, we've got some great safety tips. And one of the things that we're looking at the moment is how we can get those translated into a number of different languages.
Yes.
to have a more broad reach.
Yes, because the language barrier is a problem as well in terms of, you know, relating or sending the message of swimming safely to them.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Plus, swimming lessons are very expensive.
So, yeah, I guess the other thing that we've done is we've said, okay, well, if the financial burden is too much, then how can we potentially ease the pain? And so we've launched this new initiative called Swim It Forward. Swim It Forward is the same concept as Pay It Forward. And we're asking for those families or communities that do have a little bit of extra money or can't afford it, then maybe they could consider donating a lesson to someone else, another family. And, you know, one of the things that we're very keen to do is to go out to migrant communities and disadvantaged communities across Australia and say, how can we help? How can we get some of your children into swimming lessons to give them some of those core life skills?
And how can people be of help in this? How can they inquire about this project?
Yeah, the great question. We've set up a website. The web address is swimsafer.org.au. And from there, we've got safety tips. We've got a swim school finder where you can find a swim school nearby. And we've also got the donate button where people can make a tax-deductible donation for a swimming lesson.
Okay, that's good and a very good initiative. And this summer, Brendan, more and more people will be enjoying the water. How can they be safer in the water? What's your message?
I think the safest aquatic environment is a swimming pool. It's still water, it's not moving, there's no rips or currents or fast-flowing rivers type thing. We know that the water is clear, you can see what's going on, and public pools are lifeguarded. So there's a level of supervision there as well. So I think that's a great place for people to acquire skills, to build up their stamina and fitness, and to refamiliarise themselves with the water. So if you're thinking of going to the beach or going out onto a river or dam or lake, maybe think about getting into a swimming pool first and just reacquainting yourself with the water before you go into those more dangerous environments.
Thank you very much, Brendan Ward, Swim Australia CEO.
Thanks, Claudette.
Like, share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.